Cassie Ciccoli here on Sounds of Praise and Stubborn Love, sending one out to my wife, one of her favorites, and since this entire program is dedicated to her, I need to get on songs that she really enjoys. Okay, Jennifer Jossie Owens, Lord Yahoo, local artist here on Sounds of Praise.
Shield and defense, strong tower in my best Jesus is the worthy Lamb of God. Yeah, yeah. That's why we bow before your throne, knowing you are God alone. Jesus is the greatest man in the world. Voices say Jesus is the greatest man alive.
Oh, I dare you lift your hands in this building and open your mouth and worship a great God. Clapping is easy, but can you open your mouth and say,
Sean Mitchell, Israel Houghton, and the singers with Greatest Man. 7:15 is the Sounds of Praise time. We're going to get one song in before we go before the Lord in prayer. This is another favorite of my wife. This is Tremaine Hawkins and the late Bishop Walter Hawkins and the Potter's House here on Sounds of Praise.
Shattered, you are broken inside.
And it's 722 here on WFO Medford, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and we're going right into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. Still not too late to get in your prayer requests, our phone number, or your praise report. Our phone number is 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And leading us into the When You Pray segment of the ministry, Dorothy Norwood and Oh Jesus, followed by Tremaine Hawkins and the late Mahalia Jackson, and I found the answer. I've learned to pray.
Fasten your seatbelt. That's all you gotta say. Sometime in distress, when you can't pray a form of prayer, you can't find words to say, all you have to do is just look up and say, Jesus. There's something about that name. Call him, Lord. long enough, something's gonna happen.
Hopes were gone, their days were long and dreary. They couldn't even carry on. But then they found the courage to keep their head up high. And you know what? Once again, they're happy. And here's the reason why.
I found the answer. Faith to guide me, I found the way. The sun is shining for me each day. I found the answer, and I learned to pray.
Sing, Mahalia.
And weary, and I had gone astray, walking in the darkness. I could not find the way, but then a light came shining.
It's 7:31 here on Sounds of Praise. It's the When You Pray, When You Pray segment of the ministry. Since this program is being dedicated to my wife, we're going to ask God, pray for God's blessing upon her as she celebrates another birthday this week. God's blessing upon my wife, Elaine Paris Brown. Also asking for God's blessing upon the Tufts graduates. Today is graduation day for the class of 2017 here at Tufts University. Praying God's blessings upon them as well. Praying for Michelle of Medford. Michelle's having problems with her eye. We're praying that God's going to heal her right eye. Michelle of Medford, that God would heal her right eye. Then we're praying for B. B is suffering from diverticulitis. Praying that God's going to deliver her completely. B, suffering from diverticulitis. And then there's CB, living in an assisted living home. And we're praying that God's going to bless and strengthen her, CB, in an assisted living facility. And then YG. YG is in a nursing home, recently in a nursing home. And I understand that she's suffering from dementia. Pray that God's going to minister in her life as well. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning, thanking you that we have someone to whom we can turn. Situations come against us that are more than we can handle, more than we can bear, but we can bring them to you because you are the God who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, and more than that, you have the answer to each and every situation. So we bring my wife before you, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for another year you've allowed to see, and asking you, Lord, to continue your benefits and blessings upon her, strengthen her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Let healing virtue flow out. Let your strength and your mercy and your power be upon her. Give her direction for her life. May she continue to live for you and serve you in spirit and in truth. And may many be blessed and won into the kingdom through her life and through her testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name, and for your praise and for your glory. Amen. And upon the Tufts graduates who are graduating today, Father, we pray your blessing upon the entire class of 2017 here at Tufts University. We pray as they go out, Lord, may they realize that they can look to you. May they trust in you. May they receive benefits and blessings from your hand so their lives in turn might be a blessing, and not only to themselves but to others as well, as they utilize the things they've learned to bring blessing into other lives and glorify your name, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for those who are not saved, Lord, we pray that they would find you as personal Lord and Savior as you continue to minister by your Spirit and through your Word into the lives of each and every individual on the earth today, so that none might be shut out from the benefits and blessings that you have for them. We're praying for them now in Jesus' name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, we pray you continue to touch your servant. May she receive healing in the situation where she's having difficulty seeing out of her right eye. Father, we pray that you would touch her and bring deliverance, that which doctors and the science and medicine cannot accomplish. We're trusting you to accomplish in and through her life. And may she continue to trust you and live for you and serve you and tell others of the wondrous things she's received from your hand. And we thank you in advance for all that's going to be accomplished in and through her life. In Jesus' blessed name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. And for B, who's suffering from diverticulitis, Father, we pray you would touch your servant and continue to minister in her life in a special way. May she realize, oh Lord, as she's come out of the hospital, that you're here and you're able to continue to strengthen her and give her your deliverance and strength. May she continue to look to you to receive the benefits and blessing, the healing, and the deliverance that you alone can give. In her life, O Lord, be a tremendous blessing in the days which are ahead as she tells others of the wondrous things she's received from your hand. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for CB, who's living in an assisted living facility, Father, we pray you would touch our sister, Lord, and strengthen her. May her courage and our faith continue to look to you. May she realize, oh Lord, she prays for her faith and trust in you. You're able to do great and mighty things in her behalf. And all that she needs, Lord, may she find it in you, whether it be healing or deliverance or blessing or strength, whatever it might be. May she recognize that she can continue to put her faith and trust in you. And may her family and friends continue to lift her up in prayer so she might be a benefit in the blessing in your sight in the lives of many others in the days which are ahead is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for YG, who is living in a nursing home, Father, we pray, and also suffering from dementia, Father, we pray that you would minister powerfully in the life of your sister. May she receive the strength and the deliverance and the blessing that you alone can give. May her receive a recovery that would astonish others who recognize that she may have been consigned to this place for the rest of her life, but may she be raised up, Lord, so that she might continue to live for you and serve you and point others to the wondrous things that you have done in her behalf. May her family and friends, O Lord, continue to lift her up and be a source of blessing and strength to her. And may she have a tremendous testimony in the days which are ahead of the wondrous things she's received from your hand, because you are the healing Christ and nothing is too hard for you. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in and through her life is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. And for his praise and for his glory, amen and amen. Want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can still get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. And as soon as we get it, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you immediately, and then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry. So the many Christians out there can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. That number again, when we're not on the air, for your prayer requests or your praise reports is 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156, or you can email me at Darnley, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. That's DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. Like I said, as soon as I get it, I'll begin praying for you or praising God with you, and then I'll bring it to my very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. 7:39, the Sounds of Praise time. Like I said at the beginning of the program, if you're just tuning in, this week is my wife's birthday. No, I'm not going to tell you how old she is or young. But I've been dedicating this program to her, playing a lot of her favorite music. And this one, I know, is a favorite Laura Story. And this is Blessings here on Sounds of Praise. Oops. Okay, if I'm going to get blessings, I need to cue it up, right? I can't get blessings if I play the wrong track. Here we go. Here's the track that we want. Laura Story.
We pray for blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while, you hear each spoken need. Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are not feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not.
Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. The Sanctuary United Church of Christ. Today's service is called Alongside, 10 a.m. at the Sanctuary on High Street in Medford, Massachusetts. Sanctuary, United Church of Christ, 6th Sunday of Easter, called alongside, Sunday, May the 21st, 2017, 10 a.m. at the Sanctuary. And also, 6 o'clock p.m. at the North Prospect Union Dinner Church, we will picnic, weather permitting, 144 North Street in Medford, Massachusetts. Bring a dish to share if you are able. And come as you are. Also, golf tournament, June the 6th, 2017, at the North Shore Christian School Golf Tournament. Why not put together a foursome and join us on the links? You'll enjoy a day of unparalleled golf at one of New England's premier courses. Save the date. The North Shore Christian School Golf Tournament takes place Tuesday, June the 6th, 2017 at the Turner Hill Golf Club in Ipswich, Massachusetts. And for more information, you can contact development at nschristian.org. The North Shore Christian School is located at 26 Urban Street in Lynn, Massachusetts, 01904. That's the North Shore Christian School Golf Tournament on Tuesday, June the 6th, 2017, the Turner Hill Golf Club in Ipswich, Massachusetts. And for more information, you can contact development at nschristian.org or contact the North Shore Christian School, 26 Urban Street in Lynn, Massachusetts, 01904. And if you have an event that you think that the audience here at Sounds of Praise would be interested in, you can get it to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. At least 4 weeks in advance of your event. Okay, 7:47 here on this Sunday, May the 21st, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And I've said, if you just tune in, we have been dedicating this program to my wife, who is going to be celebrating a birthday this week. And so, therefore, a lot of the music that you heard has been some of her favorites. This is one I believe that she really enjoys. Vicky Winans coming up next. And this is We Shall Behold Him here on Sounds of Praise.
Unfold, preparing his entrance, and the stars shall applaud him with thunders of praise.
the sound of the road.
Mm-hmm. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus is love. And he won't let you down.
I know.
Oh, yes.
He's mine
forever
in my heart.
And we gotta walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause his love and his wisdom, oh, will be our helping hand.
I know the truth,
and I know the truth,
and it's worth.